Hare Krishna. Caring means sharing. When we care for someone, how do we express that care? Caring is not just an emotion. Yes, it is an emotion, but it is an emotion that needs to be expressed through action. Suppose there is a person who is eating food and somebody else is coming along and is hungry. And this person who has the food and is eating it says, "I care for you." But then that person doesn't provide anything to that person who is hungry. Then say, what kind of care is that? To care means to share. So if especially we have something good which others don't have, then sharing that is a natural and necessary expression of caring. And this applies to the spiritual realm also. So the topmost spiritualists are not those who renounce the world for seeking their own liberation. In the Bhagavad Gita, in the 6th chapter, Krishna talks about the path of yoga, wherein yogis renounce the world. Shuchau deshe pratishthapya sthiramasana atmana. They go to a secluded place and they absorb themselves in meditation. So this starts from 6.10 and 11, and this sequence goes on to 6.30-31. Where Krishna says, Yo maam pashyati sarvatra, sarvam cha mai pashyati. They see me in everything and everything in me. And they are never lost to me, Krishna says. But then for the topmost yogis, what does Krishna say? He says, Atma upam yena sarvatra samam pashyati yo Arjuna, sukham va yadi va dukham, sa yogi paramo mataha. So he says, Atma upam yena sarvatra, atma upma, that means by comparison with oneself, samam pashyati yo Arjuna, one who sees the equality of all living beings. Sukham va yadi va dukham, in happiness and in distress. So yogi paramo mataha, that yogi is the topmost yogi. This means Krishna says that the yogis who just attain their own liberation are not topmost. Those who see the equality of all living beings, that means they understand that, oh, now I have attained yogic realization, I have attained spiritual realization, now I have great fulfillment, great satisfaction. Previously, when I did not have this spiritual realization, at that time I was dissatisfied, I was frustrated. So just as I am now happy but was earlier frustrated, similarly, others who do not have the spiritual realization will now be dissatisfied. And if they get the spiritual realization, they will also become happy. Therefore, let me share this with others. And therefore, these yogis, they strive to share whatever assets, whatever spiritual knowledge, spiritual wisdom, spiritual realization they have, they share this with others. And that is how they express their care for others. And Krishna several times talks about how the yogis are sarvabhuta hite rataha. He talks about this in 5.25. And labhante brahma nirvanam rishayakshina kalmasha chinna dvaidhayata atmana sarvabhuta hite rataha. He says sarvabhuta hite rataha. They are engaged in the welfare of all living beings. And that welfare, the best way to do that welfare is by sharing spiritual wisdom and spiritual realization with them. And Krishna says that towards the end of the Bhagavad Gita, after he has spoken the Gita in 18.68 and 69, he states that those who share spiritual knowledge with others, those who share the message of the Gita, Yaidam paramam goyam mat bhakteshva vidhasyati bhaktim mai param krutva mame vaishatya samshayaha. Krishna says that those who share the spiritual knowledge with others, they attain my pure devotion, they come to me. And then he says in the next verse, 18.16, Nachatasman manusheshu kashchin me priyakruttamaha bhavita nachame tasman anya priyataro bhuvi. That there are no others. There's no one as dear to me as these people who share my message of love with others. So Krishna also appreciates, lords, and loves those who share his message. So if we care for others, then the best way we express that care is by sharing Krishna's message of love. Sharing the spiritual feast that is nourishing and delighting our hearts, we share that with others so that their hearts will also be nourished and delighted. Thank you. Hare Krishna.